this is Wyatt Gardner, physician assistant with Shared Memorial Hospital's same-day health and imaging. We're all spending more time outdoors. Don't let a minor injury or illness keep you from enjoying Sheridan County and the Bighorns. Same Day Health and Imaging is open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 5:30, and weekends from 9 to 4. We offer prompt care for unexpected medical needs, illnesses, injuries, labs, x-rays, mammograms, and more. Located between Walmart and Wild Vision, just look for the white flags on Sugarland Drive. Same day appointments available at SheridanSameDay.com.
Long days at the dog park, walks in the mountains, sunny naps in the backyard. It's the dog days of summer, and your best friend is soaking it all in. Enter a photo of your dog living their best summer life on our Dog Days of Summer photo contest, online now at SheridanMedia.com. Presented by All Around Canine, Country Pet Inn, and Mandy Koltiska with Century 21 BHJ Realty. The winner by most votes will get $500 in chamber bucks and a gift certificate to Country Pet Inn. Enter on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com.
This public service message is presented by BHJ Property Management at 101 South Main.
Hello, Sheridan. This is Brooke with Sheridan County Predator Management District. Sheridan County has seen record numbers of rabies cases the past couple of years, and this year has a similar potential. If you or a family member see an animal that is acting sick or unusual, please do not approach that animal. Report to the district's rabies handler, Paul Herman, for extraction and testing at 307-751-751. 1412.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Thursday, July 31st, and from Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, I am joined by ace in the hole players, Aaron Krantz-Linden and Jay Arcarese. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning.
Jay, I said that name right.
You
right?
did. You pronounced it correctly.
Fantastic. All right, so ace in the hole players, probably something that not a lot of folks know about out in the community just yet. Tell me how it all got started. What brought the ace and the hole players together?
A conversation, a dream, a shared passion of theater and the arts and our community. And Jay and I just, our visions aligned, and we're so blessed to be here.
We were sitting one day, and my first memory of theater when I was 10 years old was at the Harlequin Dinner Theater in Washington, D.C., where I grew up. And I've always loved dinner theater and wanted to do dinner theater. And all of a sudden, I'm talking with Aaron.
And I said, I always remember growing up at Chanhassen Dinner Theater in Minneapolis. And every summer, it was just such a joy to travel and know we were going to stop. We're going to eat dinner, see a show. And that was the best part of our vacation for me. Wow.
Yeah. And with that, we decided we were going to put on a dinner theater. And Aaron said, I've been wanting to do Music Man. And that was all the forethought we put into it. We made the decision and off to the races we were.
Yes.
A dream and a whim.
Exactly.
I mean, and so much.
And people who are like, yeah, we're just going to do it. Jay and I are both doers. Our spouses are both doers. And so we had huge support from the four of us.
We went to them, and my wife says that I'm the male version of Aaron.
And my Aaron is the male version of Rebecca. So, yeah.
And as a foursome, we are a great compliment. And they all four of us were in right out of the get-go.
Now, what were those first days like? I mean, is this one of those situations where we all get together and you decide one day, okay, we need to get serious about this if we're going to start getting things done? Someone get out a notepad. Someone grab a pen. Let's start brainstorming.
Absolutely.
Is that kind of how it goes?
Absolutely. There were a lot of late nights or Saturday afternoons on the patio where we had our pens and our computers and logistics. How do we do this? And huge learning curve.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh,
huge learning curve. We're still learning and, you know, figuring things out. But
yeah,
but
we thought this through. we may not have started.
May not have done it. Right. What were some of the first challenges that you can remember where, as you were kind of getting this in development, you thought, okay, there's a hurdle. There's a real hurdle.
First and foremost, we contacted MTI. That's Musical Theater International, and that's where you get the rights to shows. And they were gung-ho about it. They'd get back to us. Oh, get back to you. You can't have it. I'm so sorry. You're ahead of the curve. They've decided to do a national tour of The Music Man.
Oh, my goodness.
And so
which forced us to have to reach out to the traveling show to get the rights, which took 3 months for them to finally get back to us.
I mean, we were telling them, listen, you're not coming to Sheridan with your travel group. You're probably not even going to Billings or Rapid City. I mean, they're looking at maps. We're in constant contact with them about you will not be this close. We will be great advertisement for your Denver show.
Right. There you go.
And they finally agreed.
Yeah.
That's incredible. You know, after years mm-hmm. of nobody really doing it. I mean, when did Music Man leave Broadway? Do you happen to know?
I don't remember. But
it's been a while.
It's been a hot minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we, you know, I don't know. I figure that that's one of the blessings because there have been things that have just been like, okay, here you go. You're on the right track. Music Man is in its popularity right now. And having done theater for years and years, I've been aware of a trend of certain musical or certain shows that are going on. And it seems like whenever there's dissension or something major happens in our country or in our world, the classics come back with a force. Mm,
yeah.
The hope, the optimism,
yeah, the human connection, the community.
Yeah.
And that's really what we wanted to build here with our company is a deeper sense of community in the art world.
Our second challenge was
where
are we going to put on dinner theater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether it was me or you or whoever, but we tripped on the idea of the Caliph Shrine.
Yeah.
So Aaron reached out to Bill. I don't even know his title.
I don't know his title either. They all have very special titles, which right. we have taken to giving ourselves special titles. Thank you to Caliph Shrine. But Bill Rathburn, he was our first contact.
He was in here yesterday.
Yes.
He's such a great guy.
He's wonderful. And he said, well, I think it's a good idea. Let's get some meetings on the table with our people. And I cannot
They have the dais. They have essentially a board meeting. And so we came down and met with them at their board meeting. And to a person, they were excited about the idea and willing to do it. And every one of them said, you got to talk to Kelly Lieber.
Yeah. And it was just, I can't tell you the support that we have had from them that has developed, I feel like, into friendship. And I know Jay does as well. And
it's become a real partnership.
It is just, again, another blessing.
Yeah. And a great space.
Oh, that space is so cool.
It's a magnificent space.
Yeah.
And so at this board meeting, the potentate, Lee, said, well, we really have been wanting to bring back the melodrama. So they had been doing the melodrama for, I don't know, 30 years. Mm-hmm. And in 2023, they just stopped. Everybody kind of got older. They lost the energy and the drive to do it. They lost a couple of their actors.
Key players, yeah.
And they said, would you guys consider helping us bring back the melodrama? And Aaron and I, with a glance, without thinking, but with a glance, we both said, yes, we would love to do it.
And head first, let's do
it. Oh, yeah.
And
why not?
And helping them do a melodrama became writing an outline, writing the script, and writing the music. Yeah. Everything about it is unique. Aaron, Lyndon, Aaron... All of the music is original. All of the dialogue is original. They wrote all of the dialogue, but he ran all the music through AI and came up with. You were there, yes?
Yes, I attended. It was absolutely fantastic.
The music was good. It was all written by.
It was very strange because Aaron and I are, you know, we've often joked about having a podcast, Aaron and Aaron After Dark, because our funniest moments or our craziest ideas happen as we are deadbeat tired. We're crawling in bed, you know.
A little bit of delirium creeping in.
A lot of delirium, Floyd. And we just are silly. And so we started talking about it. And neither of us are musical in terms of musicians writing music, looking at music, reading music. But we knew what we wanted, and we knew we wanted to have what lyrics we wanted. For example, grit in our lipstick. I wanted that. I wanted those girls to have grit. And so unconventionally, we decided to look at a lot of digital programs, AI programs, things like that, that could help us with the music. We thought that would be really easy. That took more hours than I can ever get back, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of prompts.
Yeah.
To get it the way you want it. And then they spit out like 5 to 10, and then you're like deleting some of them. This is okay. This is what I need to change. I had no idea the amount of work. Another blessing, Sam Hoffman had agreed to play our piano. We had Phil Langworthy on electric guitar. We had Rod Jost on bass and Sam Hoffman. I mean, all of those people in their own right, just incredible musicians. To have them come in and say, yeah, we'll be there. We'll play with you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And Sam looked at me one day and very kindly said, this is crap. I'm going to take your music.
But the transcription of the music to try and give him something to play from.
So
I'm just going to figure it out.
And so he did. He took the music and transposed it to sound like what we wanted, what we had, originally. And it worked. It was so fun to hear it come to life.
And we were fully prepared to do this with backing tracks.
Yeah.
But having live musicians really
makes
added that something special.
It really does. Mm-hmm. I mean, having them, and I mean, not just having them there, but boy, they are right there. You know, they're part of everything that's happening.
Right next to right next to the audience.
Aaron, you and I were having that conversation. I always forget it. They used to have a big melodrama theater company in Jackson Hole.
We talked about it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I went home after we talked about it at the Pink Garter. They had the melodrama. And Floyd, I was thinking about you and our conversation. My first melodrama experience was Just in Time.
Yeah.
At the Pink Garter in Jackson.
It may have been the same. I was probably only about 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a play like I'd never seen before. People were coming down off the stage.
Yeah.
We were supposed to be involved. And I laughed and I laughed. And even at that young age, I got enough of it that I thought it was super funny. And I thought, this is it. This is the height of theater, you know, because everybody's involved. Everyone's having a good
interactive,
time.
Interactive, yeah.
And I walked around and talked about that for I don't know how long. And then gone. Everything like having to do with that electricity that really happens in a melodrama. I've never been able to find that again. And so when we got to go to your guys' production up there, my wife and I are still saying things to each other.
Really?
We're still walking around, you're gross, Percy, you're gross. We are still quoting that play. And we will be. I just looked at it the other day, and I said, that's one of our things. That's in the lexicon now. That's what we do.
That's fantastic.
And, I mean, that's how you know. Boy, it hit. It really hit something. And you guys really, really have.
You know, another way we know that it hit is Mary, who used to direct the melodramas for the Shrine. She said afterwards, would you be willing to listen to some of our old ones? Like, absolutely.
Yeah.
We want to watch them all.
Yeah.
And then, again,
possibly resurrect
in
them.
Our signature style, we decided, let's resurrect one of their old ones.
We can take that on.
Yeah. And why wouldn't you? We had an amazing turnout for Trouble in the Big Horns. We had amazing talent on stage.
Oh. Everyone is so great. So great.
Amazing support behind the scenes.
And a lot of peanuts got thrown at Dirk Dastardly.
And Daniel Gibson, I don't want to not mention Daniel. He did the sets, and he had done those sets for a production of The Taming of Katie Lou, which is a homeschool theater production that they did out at one of the churches here in town. And he said, well, we can use that. And we did, and we modified a few things.
He put hours, but weren't those sets nice?
Oh, they were fantastic.
Yeah.
You were transported into the
I thought
into
that
the
you
tipsy
guys
buffalo.
Had spent all that time on that roll-up backdrop.
Oh, that
I
was
thought,
the
holy
oh,
cow.
That was the shrine.
That is the shrines, and that was how they premiered their sponsors.
It was beautiful.
It's gorgeous. So gorgeous.
And it looks brand new.
Well, their space hasn't been used in a while. Yeah. So we're trying to revitalize it. And I know that, you know, the YO has their Glenn Miller Orchestra come in, and there's a lot of weddings or parties that are hosted there.
Well, I had a long conversation with Kelly, who is going to be potentate in the next 3 or 4 years. And they are really trying to put out there that this is an event space that's open to be used. Mm-hmm. And one of the conversations we're had, like, this truly is a partnership between us and the Caleb Shrine. They feel that way. We feel that way with them. And we want to help them market the space as an event space, mm-hmm. because it's not nearly as known as I think it should be, because it's fantastic. It's got a commercial kitchen. It's got the stage. They are investing thousands and thousands of dollars. Kelly is putting in a brand new sound system Saturday. He bought brand new microphones. He bought a soundboard. They spent 15 grand repairing the air conditioning because it was too hot and they weren't going to do it. But because of the audience,
revitalizing it, yeah.
They really are excited about what we're doing, and we're going to do everything in our power to help promote them and help them utilize their space more effectively. Or not effectively, just more.
From the bartenders to all the people there, they're just such an amazing support for our community, as you well know, and have been for us as well.
Absolutely.
And on that, I got to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Music Man. Woo-hoo. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Need a bank that works on your schedule?
At First Federal Bank and Trust, you can open personal checking and savings accounts anytime, online or through the First Federal app.
It's quick, simple, and designed to fit your life.
And as we celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're proud to keep making banking easier for you. Open an account today at efirstfederal.bank or on the app.
First Federal Bank and Trust, 90 years of putting our community first.
Member FDIC.
Get ready, Sheridan. Crazy Days Silly Socks is coming July 31st through August 2nd.
Downtown businesses are rolling out their best deals of the summer with indoor and outdoor sales you won't want to miss.
It's 3 days of unbeatable bargains, sidewalk specials, and big savings from your favorite local shops.
This year's theme, Silly Socks. Wear your freshest pair and join the fun while you shop.
Crazy Days, July 31st through August 2nd in downtown Sheridan.
Shop local, save big, throw some socks on. See you downtown.
In Buffalo, Wyoming, you don't fall for parking lot promises and handshake hustles from fly-by-night Johnnies who might sell you a lemon and vanish by sundown. At Prime Rate Motors, we've been rooted right here for years, built on trust, not tricks. Locals know if you want real wheels and real deals, you come to the folks who live where they sell. Prime Rate Motors, no gimmicks, no fast stock, just fair deals, solid rides, and folks will still be here tomorrow. 2305 Coffeen Avenue in Sheridan. Prime Rate Motors, Wyoming-owned and Wyoming-proud. Up where the air is thin and the pines whisper secrets, there's a place called Spiro Wigwam, 30 miles up the Red Grade, at 8,300 feet in the heart of the Bighorns, where the trail calls to those with a cowboy soul. Saddle up for half-day or all-day guided horseback rides, perfect for families, first-timers, even the seasoned cowhand. So experience the way the West was meant to be, horseback. Call Spiro Wigwam or go online at SpiroWigwam.com to come ride where the trails touch the sky.
It is Thursday, and that means it's time for Hop Eyes on SheridanMedia.com. Right now, you can head over there and find deals for up to 50% off of retail value. This week, we have dining gift certificates, service gift certificates, merchandising gift certificates, and a bunch more. You can find whatever it is you're looking for, all from local Sheridan retailers, and they all start at half off of retail value. Head over right now to SheridanMedia.com and click on the Hop Eyes button and place your bids. Hurry, though, bidding ends tonight at 8 p.m.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm Floyd Whiting. This morning, we are speaking with the ace in the hole players, Aaron Krantz-Linden and Jay Argarese. All right, if you missed the inaugural production of the ace in the hole players, Trouble in the Bighorns, that's what it was called, right?
Correct.
Correct.
You will get another chance to see these folks perform. Aaron, can you tell us about the production of The Music Man? We've touched on it a little bit. You guys kind of had to go back and forth to make sure that you got it.
Mm-hmm.
What was it about this production that made you fight so hard?
The sense of community. I have always loved The Music Man. I love every single person and what it is about the community that makes it work. It's not just your key players. It's not your leads or your stars. It is the community that makes that production. So all those River Citizens, they are who sells the show.
Yeah.
That's community. That's ensemble work. That's working together as a whole. And I have just always loved that. So I've had a chance in my life to play Amaryllis and to play Marion, and I hope someday to play Mrs. Peru. And it's a fantastic show. It's enjoyable, and this time it will be dinner theater, which is what Jay
yes.
and I had talked about from the get-go. So adding that special element, it just has all the right pieces.
Well, we were prepared to get back to what she just said. We were prepared to have not enough people audition, and so Aaron was ready to step in and be Mrs. Peru. We had 65 people show up for auditions for a cast of 34.
It was unbelievable. Again, I've been talking about blessings the whole time. That was a huge blessing. And the amount of men that showed up. Are you kidding? I was over the moon. Over the moon. And that, you know, we've talked before, Floyd, and Jay and I have talked. Jay is a relatively newcomer to our community. 5 years now.
We've been almost 5 years.
Okay.
About the same amount of time as me.
All right.
Yeah.
And I don't know where I was going with this, but just the talent in
this town. Oh, the sense of community.
But also the talent in Sheridan is exquisite.
It's astounding.
Yeah.
And the amount of people with talent is amazing. My child, who doesn't necessarily love musical theater, came to a rehearsal the other night and she stayed the whole time. And I caught her smiling and giggling quite a few times. And when I got home, we were sitting out on the porch together and she looked at me and grabbed my hand, which was really special. And she said, "Mom, you've got your dream cast, don't you?"
That's awesome.
And I said, "I sure do."
That's
awesome. It is a dream. It is dreamy to listen to them and to watch them.
And it's starting to come together. Next week.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Next
yeah.
week is the production. So next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Matinee Sunday. Mm-hmm.
At the Caleb Shrine. And it's full dinner theater. So people need to come at 5:30, eat dinner. It's going to be a 1912 meal. Iowa meal.
Yeah.
1912.
I did some digging to go with the show of what would have been a typical meal. Or Iowa, and what's their, you know.
So we've got pulled pork, mm-hmm. we've got corn on the cob.
Two different salads.
Couple of different salads.
An apple or rhubarb crisp, depending on what night people show up.
Holy cow.
It's going to be a real
that's
dinner.
That's a good meal.
Yeah, it is.
That's fantastic.
And there's all gluten-free options.
And Valley Meats, a friend of mine out there at Valley Meats has graciously donated all of the pork because he believes in this mission so much.
That is amazing.
Again, the sense of community, Floyd, that has come out of it. I just keep thanking my lucky stars, knocking wood, turning around three times, spitting on the ground, the sign of the cross on my knees, whatever it is, because it really has been that big of a blessing.
As a matter of fact, the community has really stepped up in financial helping us. We have many supporters because, we got into this without a whole lot of analysis, and the rights alone cost almost $5,000 when you added all the books and all the thing. The costs are mounting up, and so we've got several people that have stepped up to help us. Rod Jost, Bernie Barlow.
Valley Meats.
I got a list here.
Steve Rucki, CPA.
Oh, yeah. Steve Rucki, CPA.
ERA Realty.
Matt Colden, Carpet Design. The Souser Family Trust. Tom Bates, Bellis, ERA Carroll Realty.
And we're missing people. We know that we're on the fly here talking with you. But just again, a sense of community.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It is amazing. How do I see this production?
Well, we can get tickets online.
There are going to be posters all around town that have a QR code. Or, for those that are listening, you can go to aceintheholeplayers.com and click on Purchase Tickets Now.
And it brings up the tables and the seats. You click on the seats, add the number that you need at the table. You'll see if it has an X in it that that table or that seat is not available. Also, Rebecca has agreed to be at the shrine certain hours.
To do in-person.
So she'll help with people who don't want to buy tickets online.
Gotcha. Okay.
So if you call the number 307-461-9589, that's 307-461-9589, or email us. We will help you.
We'll help you figure out how to get tickets. All you have to do is reach out, and we'll do all the hard work.
The Dinner Theater returning to Sheridan. That's absolutely fantastic. I love the fact that you guys have come together. This seems like one of those situations where all the pieces had to fall in. I know there's a lot of work. There's a lot of work, but there's a lot of the great pieces, destiny, that kind of lined up to make all of this take place and all of it happen.
Yeah.
I want to thank you guys so much for coming in this morning. It's an absolute pleasure to speak with you. And I've already seen one production. I'm excited.
It's not to be missed, Floyd. You can attest.
This is fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, sir.
All right. When we return, we're going to speak with the U-Cross Foundation about the upcoming U-Cross Arts Festival. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
You're on the go, and so should your banking.
At First Federal Bank and Trust, you can open personal checking and savings accounts anytime, online or on the First Federal app.
It's banking on your time wherever you are.
Plus, we're celebrating 90 years of community commitment, proudly serving Sheridan and the people who make it great.
Banking made easy with the community at heart.
Visit efirstfederal.bank to get started today. First Federal Bank and Trust, 90 years strong, member FDIC.
Join Weatherby for their third annual film festival fall kickoff classic this Friday, August 1st. This year, they will be joined by Remy Warren from Live Wild, Casey Butler from Hush, and more conservation groups. Sit back, relax, and get inspired by another lineup of exciting films. Weatherby will have incredible raffles, including chances to win Weatherby firearms and other merchandising. Pre-show starts at 4 p.m. at the YO Theater. Movies start at 7 p.m. sharp. Tickets are sold at yotheater.com. We'll see you this Friday.
This is the captain at Captain Clean. Did you know your carpet acts like a giant air filter, collecting allergens, bacteria, and all sorts of other treasures? Let our experts at Captain Clean prolong the life of your carpet, protect your indoor air quality, and make your carpet proud to call itself carpet again. Call Captain Clean today, 672-0726, and schedule your next carpet cleaning. Captain Clean, affordable choices for healthy living.
We clean more for you. We're Captain Clean.
It's that time of year, Wyoming. Rally Week is here, and with that comes an influx in motorcycle traffic across the state and region, especially on Wyoming Wednesday, when over 20,000 motorcyclists depart Sturgis and head to Devil's Tower and Hewlett for Ham and Jam, and then on to Sundance for the burnouts that day. It's up to all of us to keep each other safe. Whether you're on four wheels or two, keep your eyes on the road, obey posted speed limits, put that cell phone down, buckle up, and drive sober.
A reminder from YDOT, paid for by Highway Safety Funds.
It's our annual summer coupon savings event, and this year, there's no scissors required because it's all clipless. In your mailbox, at our stores, and on our website, ShiptonsBigR.com, you'll find more than 130 valuable clipless coupons. If you need or want something, all you have to do is come in and save. $30 savings on a Springfield 9mm pistol. Cans of Wasp and Hornet spray save a dollar. Propane refills available at all stores, 40 cents off each gallon. Noble Outfitters, women's tug free tank tops. Buy two, get one at 50% off. $8 savings on bear spray. A special purchase of Liberty Gun Safes holding 24 guns. This beautiful white patriotic model is available now for $799.99. That's $100 savings. So many other great deals. Coleman propane cylinders, kayaks, Science Diet dog food, zero turn mowers, Levi's jeans, and 30% off all Hook sunglasses. passes. The summer clipless coupon savings going on right now at Shipton's Big R on Sugarland Drive in Sheridan.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, I am joined by UCross President and Executive Director, Caitlin Adlisberger. Good morning, ma'am, and welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Floyd. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be back on the show.
It's been a while since we got to hear from you. How's UCross doing?
UCross is doing well. You know, the ranch is looking beautiful out here. We're just about half an hour from Sheridan, 20 minutes from Buffalo. So it's really beautiful. We're getting ready to welcome artists the fall session this Monday. So we're happy.
How long will they be at residence there at UCross?
The fall session runs from August through December, and we'll have 10 artists at a time for 2 weeks, 4 weeks, or 6 weeks. So the length of time varies per artist.
And before all that, you've got a big celebration coming up. August 17th, the UCross Arts Festival.
Yes, we're so excited, and we invite the entire community to come out for the UCross Arts Festival, which is going to be a free, family-friendly celebration of the arts, really across disciplines with performances, poetry, printmaking. It'll be a really lovely day.
What is it about this that makes this so special for Sheridan area audiences?
About the UCross Arts Festival, I would say it's a really wonderful intersection of our alumni. So we always feature an alumni musical performer as well as other disciplines, and we always connect with our community. So for the UCross Arts Festival this year, we have UCross fellow Hayden Pettigo, who's this acclaimed classical guitarist, to headline the show. And we're going to be joined by the Instigators, which, as many listeners will know, is just a really fantastic local band that has, almost eight people who are known and loved throughout the community.
Tell me a little bit about Hayden Pettigo. You say he was once a resident out there.
Yes, just last year, Hayden Pettigo was a resident. He's a little younger for our usual residents. I think he was 30 when he joined us. And he's this really incredible acoustic guitarist. He's a composer. He's really known for this kind of unique finger style technique. But he also is he's a performance artist as well. So he's a really, really lively performer, and we're really excited to be able to bring him to Sheridan. He's currently on this national tour, so it's really fun to look at his website and see these major locations where he's performing, and then he'll also be performing in UCross, Wyoming, population 26.
That's fantastic. I'm sure that you're going to have a lot more than 26 people out there on that lawn that day.
That's right. Our population will go up.
Absolutely skyrocket. Now, when it comes to moments like this, when you have residents return after some time, what is that like? Is it like catching up with an old friend? Do you get a chance to sit down, kind of see what they've been up to?
Yes, absolutely. It's really fun for us. We really keep in touch and get to understand what they're working on throughout their career when they leave the ranch. And then they're really happy to be back as well, because they spend this really intensive time, even if it's just 2 weeks, really connecting with the Wyoming landscape as well as our team and their fellow artists. And so they share that same love that we all have for the hills and the plains and the views of the high country of the Bighorn Mountains. So it's really wonderful for all of us.
Now, you've also got some readings. Excuse me.
Yes.
M.L. Smoker and David Romvent are going to be out there. Can you describe how these elements come together with things like the printing workshop? You kind of put a lot of different creative disciplines up on display.
Absolutely. We really, with the UCross Arts Festival, like to celebrate the arts across disciplines. So we have music through the performances of Hayden Pettigo and the Instigators, as well as the literary tradition. We have done readings from authors in years past for the Arts Festival, and this year we are really focusing on poetry. So we invited UCross alumni ML Smoker, Mandy Smoker, and David Romvet. And so many of you may know David. He is a Buffalo resident, and he actually first came to Wyoming to be a UCross artist in residence and then fell in love with the community and now has been living in Buffalo for decades since. So David is a writer and a musician, and he has won NEA fellowships. He has won the Wyoming Governor's Arts Award, and he also served as the Wyoming Poet Laureate from 2003 to 2011. And Mandy Smoker, ML Smoker, as she is known in her author's name, was also a Poet Laureate in Montana. So she first came to UCross as the recipient of the UCross Fellowship for Native American Writers, and she writes poetry as well as, you know, she even co-authored a children's graphic novel. She's written different publications as well. And we're really excited to have both of these poets be featured. So that's the poetry component. And then throughout all of the festival, we will have a hands-on printmaking workshop led by another UCross alum, Tani Schuler, who also is our program director now. So Tani first came to UCross as an artist in residence in 2013. And then years later, when a residency manager position became available, Tani joined our team as a staff member. So it's really incredible to have her perspective as an artist in residence and a working artist still, and now our program director. Tani and Carl Largent, who's another artist and another staff member, will be guiding this printmaking workshop. So guests will be able to have a T-shirt printed with an exclusive UCross created print. See how that works, as well as try their hand at the printmaking process.
How fun is that? You know, someone might walk up there, belly up to the printmaking, thinking, "Oh, this is just a fun activity," and all of a sudden find something that they really love and become an artist themselves. I've seen that happen. I would love to see it happen again. Now, how does all of this really reflect UCross's overall mission to blend land, creativity, and such an artist audience engagement?
Great question. The mission of UCross is to foster the creative spirit of working artists by providing uninterrupted time, private studio space, living accommodations, meals by our amazing chef, Jackie, and the experience of the majestic high plains that we all in Wyoming know so well. And that's our kind of primary component of our mission. We also are dedicated to serving as responsible stewards of the 20,000-acre ranch on which we are located, which is part of UCross Foundation, and we lease it out to a rancher. Our residency campus is on about 360 acres on the ranch. And so, you know, our artists are surrounded by this incredible landscape. They have the opportunity to go on these private hiking trails on the ranch. And our third pillar is to be able to champion our artists in residence and connect to our community. So we're really happy and honored to be able to provide access to these incredible artists from all over the world who come to UCross to focus on these creative projects. And then their works go on to be seen or experienced by millions of people around the world. You know, if you think about Eat, Pray, Love, when Liz Gilbert was at UCross Foundation, her book was a major bestseller, turned into the film starring Julia Roberts. And that all started because UCross president Sharon Dynek just saw something in that project proposal and then the application and gave Elizabeth Gilbert time and space. And so we get to bring these amazing artists and connect them to our community through events like the UCross Arts Festival, as well as ongoing exhibitions at the UCross Art Gallery. And when we can do that all on this beautiful ranch and give our community that sense of the creative spirit, we feel really thrilled.
Now, when is all of this happening, Caitlin?
Yeah, so the UCross Arts Festival will be Sunday, August 17th. From 4 to 7 p.m., and it will be in the park at UCross, which is located right at the intersection of U.S. Highways 14 and 16. So the best way to learn more, get any updates, and get really good directions if you haven't spent time out here is to visit our website, which is ucross.org, UCROSS.org. And we actually have a free ticket link. This is free and open to all, but we suggest people sign up on this ticket link because then you'll get updates about, well, understand how many people are coming, and then we'll also be able to provide updates throughout. And another reason it's important for us to understand the numbers is because we are bringing back for the second time the UCross Cafe pop-up food truck, which is completely staffed and dreamed up by the chef that I mentioned earlier, Jackie Vitale. Jackie provides, for most of her time at UCross, she's cooking for our artists in residence. So being able to provide food to our artists is really important to us because it really allows artists to continue to focus on their creative work completely free of distraction without that little thought we all are familiar with in the back of our minds, like, what is for dinner? Do I need to feed myself for lunch? And instead, lunch is delivered silently to the studio doors, and then the artists all come together for dinner. And that's a really important component of our mission. And we've been really fortunate to work with these really artful chefs who really bring the creative process to their culinary tradition. And our chef now, Jackie, is also really connected to the community in the time she's been with us. And she's gotten to know all of the farmers and ranchers in the area. She's a frequent visitor of the Landon's Farmers Markets. And so she's been really focused on local food and is really excited about being able to share, when possible, the intersection of art and food with the community. So in May, for our Founders Day event, we created this pop-up food truck featuring food from the UCross Cafe with these incredible, beautiful pizzas and appetizers, and we'll be bringing that back again for the UCross Arts Festival.
And that's fantastic, and I love the fact that you touched on that. You know, UCross is a place of creativity, imagination, and art, and the food is also involved in that list. And for all the foodies out there listening right now, you know that presentation is so important, and having a plate put in front of you, prepared by someone who understands all the little nuances that go into all these different things, flavors and smells and sights, you will realize that food is art in the right hands. Now, when it comes to certain challenges that you may have come across as you go through this, Caitlin, what are some of those that have popped up along the way trying to get something like this prepared? What have you and your team had to face?
For the UCross Arts Festival, the challenges... Well, you know, it's just hard to, I think our remote location can make it very challenging when it comes to something like staging even. So sort of the logistical side when you live in such a remote area, but we're really fortunate to have incredible resources around us. And we partner with a number of local organizations in Sheridan County and throughout the state. So that's been our way of trying to mitigate those sorts of challenges.
When it comes to certain logistics, like someplace to park or something like that, because I know UCross isn't a big town, will we have a place like that, kind of all set up, easy for me to find?
Absolutely. So you'll be driving down Highway 14 from Sheridan, or Highway 16 from Buffalo, and there you'll see event ahead signs that will point you to the right place to park, and we have a very large, dedicated parking field on the ranch. And then you'll be able to stroll over throughout the beautiful park, get your program. I recommend everybody, I would recommend carpooling if possible, just to make sure you have a great parking space and kind of to handle the parking over any parking overflow. But also I recommend bringing a picnic blanket or picnic table, or picnic chairs rather, to create your own. You can create your own little spot. The park is really large, and we are so fortunate to be able to welcome hundreds of people. And, you know, we've had this event in the past. We've had 400, 500 people come, and there's plenty of space for everyone. So I would say bring everything that you would want to be comfortable. You can bring your own picnic, but I do recommend checking out the UCross Arts Festival. Make yourself comfortable and really settle in.
And that's one of the other questions I was going to ask. You're on such a beautiful piece of property. If someone wanted to kind of wander around a little bit and kind of soak it all in, that's okay to do during this arts festival, correct?
Absolutely. So, you know, if I were to plan someone's perfect itinerary for UCross for August 17th, we will be opening the UCross Art Gallery, especially that Sunday early. So that'll be open at 2 p.m. that day. And so you could come early, maybe put out your your chairs, kind of rodeo parade style, or you can claim where you want to sit in the park, and then drive over to the UCross Art Gallery, which is just 1 minute drive away, and check out the incredible exhibition that we have, Luminous Forms. Admission to the UCross Art Gallery is free and open to all, and you're welcome to wander around those grounds, which are called the Big Red Ranch House Headquarters. And so it's, you know, the iconic tree-lined lane that is really just so special for UCross. We invite you to walk around there and then head back over to the park at 4 p.m. when everything will get started. And if you want to wander throughout the park while you're there, we have a really lovely interdenominational chapel nearby, as well as two beautiful flower gardens.
So much to see and do out there, folks. A fantastic event. Grab the family. Head on out there. You will see some of the best poets around. You'll hear some of the best music that UCross has had. It's a fun, fantastic day. You can also peek into that art gallery, see the amazing things that have been created there over the years. Now, beyond attending, Caitlin, how can somebody support or get involved, volunteer, maybe become a future contributor to UCross?
Oh, thank you for that question, Floyd. I would say that the best way is to either visit our website, ucross.org, and just explore around, or just visit us in person. We're open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. My office is in the gallery, and I love when I have surprise visitors come by. It really is kind of feeding to be able to talk about really the exciting work we're doing with the community, because I grew up in Sheridan and grew up attending UCross events. So it's really extra meaningful for me to be able to have that connection with others now that I'm in this role. And you can also call our office at 307-737-2291. We do have a number of volunteer opportunities if somebody were interested in working in the garden. I know we have a lot of people interested in that sort of gardening support to be in the space. We also take volunteers for the art gallery. And we all, of course, as a nonprofit organization, always really welcome any contributions that people would like to make in the form of gifts. It's really meaningful for us as well.
Now, Caitlin, you grew up here in Sheridan. You've attended UCross events pretty much your whole life. So when it comes to finally, like, getting out there and having, you know, influence and taking the helm, what is that like?
It is a dream. I think this is a dream job. Right now, I'm speaking to you from my house on the ranch, just looking out at Clear Creek and the views of the Bighorn Mountains and just the ranch hills, and preparing for this really wonderful UCross Arts Festival where we're able to provide our community with this connection to our incredible artists while championing these artists and getting to provide them with that that extra, you know, connection to our community and ability to share what they're working on. It really is such a dream to support the creative process and then foster that creative spirit in the community. The arts are so important, and I'm really grateful to be able to work at a place that recognizes that, supports artists in such a meaningful way, and then also, I hope, you know, brings that love of the arts to the community that I got to experience as a young kid and probably is the reason I'm here now.
Yeah, yeah. Because you were that kid out there whose eyes yeah. just widened in stars, you know, and that's what I'm looking for, you know, to see that next generation be inspired and just moved by looking at the creativity and the imagination of somebody else and taking that and remembering it and using that little spark to create a fire much later on. But now UCross will also be taking part in the Collective Arts Festival, correct?
Yes, thank you so much for having my peers, Aaron Butler and Kendra Heimbach, on the show a week or two ago. It was a really wonderful show. The Collective Arts Festival is August 9th, and it will be in Whitney Commons in downtown Sheridan. And this is also such an incredible celebration of the arts. It will be from 12:30 to 6:30, and Damn Tall Buildings will be headlining that event, and there will also be so many activities for kids. So I highly recommend going to the Collective Arts Festival August 9th, presented by the Bighorn Arts Collective. UCross is really honored to be among our wonderful partner organizations as a founding member. So go to that August 9th and then come to the UCross Arts Festival August 17th. August is a really wonderful time to be celebrating the arts. We are really fortunate in Sheridan County to have so many strong arts organizations who all really work well together and are committed to championing each other as well as the different arts that we're able to present.
And, you know, it's performance arts. I feel like we've got some of the greatest musicians that I've ever heard myself right here. We've got actors. I mean, I just had the Ace and the Hole Players in here. And she,
I heard. Aaron
Kranz-Linden was just absolutely amazed at the amount of individuals that showed up for auditions. I've seen some fantastic art be produced in this area. We really are super lucky to have what we have here, Caitlin. And I greatly appreciate you being part of a fantastic team that's championing that for all of us and inspiring the next generation. You know, art lasts forever. And it's one of those situations that when kids see it, it makes an impact. So thank you very much, Caitlin. And thank you for taking time out of your busy day to be on the show with me today. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Floyd. It was such a pleasure. And I really appreciate all you do to champion the arts on your show. So thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. You honor me. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Another great summer event is coming up soon, the Sheridan County Fair.
Fair and livestock exhibitions are the foundation for agricultural promotion and a time to remind everyone of the key role that agriculture plays in our local economy and daily lives. It provides opportunities for youth and adult education.
The First Federal Bank and Trust family would like to extend congratulations to all the youth who work so hard all year long to be able to show at the County Fair. Community is the heart of First Federal.
First Federal Bank and Trust, true community banking, member FDIC.
Can you bake a pie? Maybe you're someone with gardens and cans and your own vegetables. If you do arts, crafts, and culinary, show off your talents by being a part of the Sheridan County Fair Open Class Exhibits. No need to enter early. Just come into the Fairgrounds Exhibit Hall July 31st between 8 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. to enter. Open to Sheridan County, Wyoming residents, plus Bighorn, Powder River, and Rosebud counties in Montana. Youth and adults can all be a part of the fair.
It's time for Sheridan County Fair Hourly Update, presented in part by Heartland Kubota, McDonald's, Blacktooth Large Animal, and True Built Builders. Good morning, everyone. The swine showmanship is taking place in the sales ring. After that is over, there'll be about an hour break in the market swine show to follow, and the breeding swine to follow the market show. SheridanMedia.com, live streaming all these great things at SheridanMedia.com. The Sheridan County Fair Updates presented in part by McDonald's, Trueville Builders, Blacktooth Large Animal, and Heartland Kubota. Keep listening to daily updates every day during the fair. And make sure you go to our website, SheridanMedia.com. Check out the Everything Fair page. More updates coming up right here on this Sheridan Media radio station and online at SheridanMedia.com as we live stream from the fair. Check it out.
Get ready, Sheridan. Brazy Days Silly Socks is coming July 31st through August 2nd.
Downtown businesses are rolling out their best deals of the summer with indoor and outdoor sales you won't want to miss.
It's 3 days of unbeatable bargains, sidewalk specials, and big savings from your favorite local shops.
This year's theme? Silly Socks. Wear your freshest pair and join the fun while you shop.
Brazy Days, July 31st through August 2nd in downtown Sheridan.
Shop local, save big, throw some socks on. See you downtown.
I'm your digital pro, Kim Komando, inviting you to join me every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the Kim Komando Show, brought to you by Range on 103.9 FM and 930 AM, KRO.